Well, this is the Real BS Show. Another Thursday, sunny Thursday afternoon.
Just real BS.
Yeah. And we're going to go back to the 80s, which is Seth's territory.
Least known territory.
I think I conked out in the 80s, so here we go.
There used to be a gray tower alone on the sea. Dark side of me, love remains a drug that's the high and not the pill. But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become large and the light that you shine can't be seen? Baby, I'd like a baby to a kiss from a rose on the grave. A man can tell you so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. Baby, to me you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become large and the light that you shine can't be seen? Baby, I can pay you to a kiss from a rose on the grave. Ooh, the more I get of you, the stranger it feels, yeah. Now that your rose is in bloom, a light hits the gloom on the grave. There's so much a man can tell you, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. To me you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Now won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a large and the light that you shine can't be seen? Baby, I can feel you to a kiss from a rose on the grave. Ooh, the more I get of you, the stranger it feels, yeah. Now that your rose is in bloom, a light hits the gloom on the grave. Yes, I can feel you to a kiss from a rose on the grave. Your rose is in bloom, a light hits the gloom on the grave.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Yeah. Seal.
Seal.
Yeah.
I don't know what he said, but it was a pretty song.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember the 80s because I kind of, I don't know, I guess I was working too hard or
right.
something.
I was playing too hard. I was a little kid. I was outside playing all the time. And
you were a little kid in the 80s?
Yeah, I was a little kid. I was born in 83 and for seven years.
Runny-nosed, snot.
I know.
Nose brat.
Even though I'm going to be 42, you know, I'm still a kid.
Wow.
Now, the 80s to me were just a weird time. You know, I remember, you know, plush carpet and, you know, station wagons and...
I don't remember nothing.
And, you know, this music back then, some of it was good. I'm not going to deny that. But some of the music was just out there.
There's always good music every decade, you know. But you get a lot of crazy stuff, too. So
right.
I mean, that never changes. So
there's a weird thing that is going on right now. And you know how fashion changes, right? Each generation, each decade.
Fashion?
Fashion. and music tastes. And right now... you know, there used to be like people like really liked the early 2000s, how people dressed. And now a lot of teenagers are dressing like the 80s on purpose, wearing the high jeans and like I call mom jeans, you know. and so you see this fashions change every so often. But now they're bringing back the 80s style. And I'm just bothered by it because it's so weird seeing it, you know.
I wouldn't know 80s from 90s.
No, but
I wouldn't know anything from anything.
Right.
I mean, jeans, a T-shirt, and that's it.
No, yeah. But
as long as they don't mess with my underwear, I'm fine.
It's made in Pakistan. But anyways, the...
Well, that's all right.
The hairstyle, remember the 80s?
Keep the price down.
Remember the big hair in the 80s? I remember that as a kid.
Sort of, yeah, a little bit.
But all this hairspray in their hair and everything.
Who was that big hair?
Pat Benatar.
No. I forget his name. Shoot. Who is that? Really good guitar player, but they got a guy out front with blondish hair.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. He's part of Guns N' Roses.
No. Really super good guitar player.
Right.
I think he just died, matter of fact. They had that one... I always thought there was just a three-piece band, but they had that keyboard.
Right.
Boy, that's weird.
Yeah.
Getting old.
Yeah.
Drawing a blank here.
This is recording.
I know
live.
If I said it, you'd know away.
Sure.
who I was talking about.
Yeah, I could look. We can look it up too. You know, look it up, see who it was. You know, it just that decade was just a different decade to me. It's kind of like a distant memory of, you know, things that were going on. And I really was a carefree. I was playing with cap guns, you know, going out there and, you know, running around shooting cap guns. And that was my childhood. And so really, even the winter time, I was outside playing out in the winter. And so I didn't really listen to much music, you know.
I guess your 80s was my 50s.
Exactly,
60s,
yeah.
50s,
right.
Pretty much. Yeah, I can't remember that. Oh, geez. That's terrible. I can't remember that. It's not Bon Jovi.
No. No, there's a lot of them out there, from that time frame. I'm right now Googling it. Googling band with blonde-haired lead singer and guitarist with big hair in the 80s. And I'm thinking Poison?
No. It's before them.
Before them. Was this something in the 70s?
No.
Early 80s?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of bands out there at that time. You know, there's a lot of different, the original long hair, Geddy Lee, you're talking about, maybe?
No.
If you could think of the song they did, I could probably look that up, too.
Yeah, if I could.
Yeah, that's the problem is here. We're getting into, like, you know.
One with a real big, fat keyboard in the beginning.
Big, fat keyboard. See, I'm going to type this stuff into Google, then I'll get put onto a list. You know, it's a...
The band was named after the guitar player. Well, the guitar player, I think he had a brother in the band, too. Was his name. Was
Van Halen, right?
Van Halen.
Yeah. Van Halen.
Yeah. What was that song they had with the...
Jump?
Jump. Jump. Yeah, that was it. Yeah,
that's a good one, yeah. Yeah, you get you had Eddie Van Halen. He died in 2020.
Was it 2020?
Yeah.
I know he was.
Yeah, he was 65 years old, and I'm kind of curious what
that makes. It's scary to me.
Yeah, you know, that's they lived a rough life, you know. that's on the way about it, you know.
Yeah, Eddie Van Halen. He married some movie star or something.
Right. Yeah.
They probably got divorced. They all do.
Oh, sure. He married Valerie Bertinelli. There you go. Jeez, I can't even pronounce it.
Well, she was in some kind of show or something.
Right.
TV star.
Right. Yeah, he had struggled with alcoholism and drug addiction throughout his life. He began smoking at the age of 12. And then he had tongue cancer.
Yeah, he got tongue cancer, and he said it was from the stainless steel picks that he, because he sometimes played the guitar with his mouth.
Right.
And he said the stainless steel picks were what, so he didn't quit smoking.
Yeah.
So, no, it's not the smoking, it's the stainless steel picks. That's right, yeah. Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah,
super guitar player. Though.
I wonder if he got because it was the smoking and the brass and copper, that metal picks that you know, because he said they were brass and copper. Because I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say.
I heard him say titanium.
Oh, because he says right here brass and copper. Oh. But it could be titanium. It's hard to say.
Well, that's what, or no, stainless steel. That's what right. He blamed it on.
So it says here he died of a stroke. That's what happened.
Well, if enough things get you, something's going to get you.
Yeah, that's a problem there. You know?
Wow, yeah. 2020, that's quite a ways.
Yeah, that's 4 years ago. But then again, this last 4 years went by so quick that it feels like 2020 was yesterday. And it feels weird knowing I'm going to have to start typing 2025 here soon. Because
that's not too far away. No. Boy, this really went fast. I mean, September already. Ooh.
Yeah.
Of course, the 22nd of September is a national holiday, so everybody gets that
day
right.
off. That's right. That's a special day. It's a national holiday and a religious
I deliver wood 364 days a year.
Yeah.
I get one day off.
Yeah, it's not even Christmas.
Everybody thinks it's Christmas, but it's not. It's the 22nd of September.
The name of the holiday is St. William Hinkelmeister Day.
It's Bill Hinkle's birthday. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah. And this year, he's going to be 27.
27 times 4.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I quit counting.
Yeah. So if you see Mr. Hinkle, make sure you give him a nice Coca-Cola cold. You know?
Yeah, that's it. I don't need any money anymore. Yeah.
And strippers.
No.
Paint strippers, I mean.
Yeah. I stay away from paint, so.
Yeah. No. And stripping.
Yeah. I just split wood, that's it. Boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I like to play the bass though on the weekends. Yeah,
that's true.
Lately we've been playing at the bowling alley.
Yeah.
I mean, we hit the big time.
You got some fan club there.
A $50 tip.
Oh, jeez.
Jeez.
They really love you there. And it's kind of like, you know, to me it's like I never heard of a band playing at a bowling alley. So that's a new concept there. You know, hearing bowls roll and you're rocking and rolling.
Yeah, well, we can blow them away.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You'll knock those pids over.
Yeah. Yeah, it's different. It's different. Hey, somebody got killed across the street from the bowling alley.
Oh, wow.
Some guy ran somebody else over. Now, I don't know if it's a woman or a man or what.
Or dog.
Four times.
Wow, what?
Ran over this person four times, killed him, and the police come over, and they wanted the video camera.
Yeah.
Because his cameras in the parking lot were pointing right at across the street, right at the parking lot that was across the street.
You know, not to be morbid, but the first time you could say that's an accident. Second time, maybe still an accident. Third and fourth, though, that's a
marital affair.
Yeah, that's a little bit more serious. They knew the person.
Yeah,
you know, or they were just trying to finish the job.
A little,
you know,
revenge there or something.
That's a little absurd.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. You know?
Whew.
Jeez, three or – I mean, they imagine getting ran over –
It was like 2 or 3 in the morning. It was nighttime, you know. So the guy that owns the bowl now, they woke him up and they asked him. And he had a picture of the car. So
they knew
that they could see the car plain as day.
Yeah, that's something that's kind of interesting you think about is how in society, when you were growing up, you didn't have cameras everywhere. Now there's cameras everywhere. You can't horse around out.
You can't get away with anything.
You can't toilet paper George Washington statue over in Waterford anymore because there's a camera on it.
Probably is. Yeah. It looks like they moved him. They moved George from the back of the little park there up to the front.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I said, what the heck?
Yeah.
You know, that's no good. But,
yeah.
They did. They spent thousands of dollars to move them.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's the only statue of George Washington with a British uniform on.
I know.
It's historic.
That is a historic one.
Yeah. You get it closer to the road so people, if somebody wants to steal it, they make it easier for them.
When I was a kid, they made it a big deal about that statue when I was in school. And so now, whenever my nieces come up from Georgia, I always tell them the story about how George Washington went up French Creek and told the British to get out, or the French to get out, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He told the French to get out of there, and then he got shot multiple times at and had a horse taken out underneath him, and his hat got shot through. And
well, he crawled up a tree to see, because he was lost.
Right.
And then they had that tree pointed out, and then lightning hit it and
cut it
in half.
Oh, there you go.
Big hemlock tree. But
my nieces got annoyed by this story, though, because whenever we go over French Creek, if you ever take Route 19 or Route 6, going like towards Cambridge Springs, you're always crossing French Creek because it basically falls the whole way. And they get annoyed whenever I bring up French Creek. So
yeah, it does go all over the place. Right. Yeah, it goes right through Union City, too.
Yeah, multiple different paths. But I just, you know, there's a lot of history in this area now, you know.
Yeah, it's a very historic area.
Now, talking about, you know, getting struck by a lightning bolt on a tree, we got this next song here. We got is Living on a Prayer.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You're in charge of it. You know the 80-something music better than I do. I
barely know it.
I recognize some of them, but not all of them.
Some of them I regret, you know, knowing, because it's like, oh, just my taste isn't there. It's like the drums sound weird to me sometimes. Or
well, you play what you think's best, and hopefully we won't lose
all. We got to entertain people, too.
Lose
they love
all
that.
Our customers.
Yeah.
Not customers.
Listeners.
Listeners, yeah. Okay, Seth, take it away.
So long. I got my first real six string, bought it at the five and dime, played it till my fingers bled, was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit and Jody got married. I should have known we'd never get far. Oh, and I look back now, this summer seemed to last forever. And if I had the choice, yeah, I'd always wanna be there. Those were the best days of my life. Hey! Ain't no use in complaining when you got a job to do. Spend my evenings down at the drive-in, and that's when I met you, yeah. Standing on your mama's porch, you told me that you wait forever. Oh, and when you held my hand, I knew that it was now or never. Those were the best days of my life.
Real BS Show, and we're back
on a beautiful sunny day.
Yeah, a very beautiful sunny day, you know.
And we're down here in this little dark and dingy studio.
Yeah, dungeon.
Yeah. Dungeon.
Yeah. Yeah, this is an older building too, you know.
Well, let's I don't know. You got the lineup there.
I got the lineup. You know, we got Eric Carmen, Hungry Eyes, and
never heard of him.
And we'll do the Fleetwood Mac separate, but we'll do the Kim Carnes song. You like that one? I heard. You know,
he's sort of
it's like Betty Davis Eyes. You know, that's one I barely remember, but I, you know, it's not bad. You know, it's a good
song. I remember the name Kim Carnes.
Yeah,
Betty Davis Eyes. I don't remember.
No, that's kind of an interesting thing to say about somebody that Betty Davis Eyes. I kind of
she was a big time smoker.
Yeah,
drinker too.
Yeah, so
very
yeah.
tough to work with.
Oh yeah, you got any story about her?
Oh geez, All kinds of stories.
I'm interested.
Those big stars.
Yeah.
Yeah. I studied their history and see how. I mean, they had everything in the world, but they screwed it. I mean, their life was a mess, just a total mess. Their kids hated them.
They're, right.
They're, you know, just. And they just were mean to each other.
That's crazy.
Mean to everybody around them. And, geez, oh, man. I guess they didn't pay them enough or something.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know what it was.
Do you think it's just the fame got to them in a bit and they couldn't
handle
it in a way? And it just, the only way to do it is drink away, you know?
Yeah, the producers and whatnot hated working with them, you know? They just cringed when they. And because they thought they knew everything, you know, knew all about everything. And they knew more than the people that made them big stars.
They thought they knew.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Just stupid.
They thought they knew, you know?
Yeah. And turned their lives into, I mean, Betty Davis?
Yeah.
She never went anywhere. She never left the house.
That's weird.
She just stayed in the house and smoked cigarettes all day.
Yeah. I mean, then again, if you're that wealthy, would you really want to leave your house? I mean, I don't know.
Maybe
she got tired. I'm not trying to defend her, but like, think about it. Do you think maybe she got tired of being around people because they kept on, everyone wanted something from her, or she was so famous she couldn't leave anywhere? That's the point. I would never want to be famous for that reason. I would want to be able to leave my home, go somewhere, and not be recognized every 5 seconds.
I'd be like George Washington. Just build a statue and people can go visit me there.
Yeah, put toilet paper on it.
Yeah, on Halloween.
You know, the funny thing is that you did that back in the 60s, right?
Don't tell everybody.
Oh, well, it's past statute of limitations.
Are you a statute?
No, the statute of statute of limitations. But, you know, nowadays you can't do that. Toilet paper is too expensive, you know.
Yeah, it's too valuable.
Yeah. That's why he hasn't
wasted it. I just throw a bucket of paint on him. Yeah. Well, paint's expensive,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, paint's so expensive, too, yeah.
Forget that, yeah. Just leave George alone.
Yeah, leave George alone. He's done enough.
Just go sign his statue.
Yeah.
Well, let's listen to some music.
All right.
So a few more tunes.
Yes. and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll tease you, she'll unease you, just to please you. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll expose you when she snows you. She knows ya.
It's a real BS show. Yeah. Hungry eyes. Yeah. I'm not sure what that is.
And then you have Betty Davis eyes too.
couple of eye songs.
I know. There, huh? I just threw that in there. You know, I didn't know which, if Betty Davis was hungry or she had hungry eyes or she just had Betty Davis eyes. It's up to you, you know.
Well, the 80s were eye years.
Yeah, they didn't have glasses that were that good back then, you know. Let's make that rumor go around. Yeah. You know, they didn't have LASIK. That's what it was.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
So...
kind of like when you had your eye surgery thing done, you could see better, right? You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, back in the 80s, everyone was just blind.
Yeah, they had cataracts, and then they stuck some lenses in there, and boy, I could see really good.
Yeah,
everything was so bright.
Yeah, you could even see through walls.
Wow. Yeah, that's what I told the doctor.
Yeah.
He asked me to read the chart, and I read it backwards, and he thought, what the heck? And I said, oh, you mean the one in this room? I thought you meant the one in the other room. I can see through the walls now. he didn't. Well, he thought it was funny.
Yeah, he said
was,
he thought it was funny.
Kind of a character.
Right, yeah. Right.
Yeah. So, funny. Anyways, what do you got on deck now?
Fleetwood Mac.
You've been talking about them.
Yeah, they're a pretty good band.
I guess so. I never really listened to them, so.
They have they wrap up a lot of rock, and they're like kind of like ABBA. ABBA is a super group, right? Well, Fleetwood Mac, in a lot of ways, each group member was pretty darn good. You know, you had Stevie Nicks that had her own solo career for the longest time, and they're all very talented artists and very good with music, you know?
Wasn't there a couple of them that were married, the drummer and somebody else?
Yeah, there was kind of a romance, yeah. The drummer, I think it was the drummer and Stevie Nicks, yeah.
Not Stevie Nicks. There was another girl in there, keyboard player.
Yeah, I think so. You're right. Yeah, yeah. I don't remember. I just know that.
What was his name? Oh, Fleetwood. It was
Mac. Yeah. Fleetwood, I mean. Yeah.
Fleetwood, yeah. Mac Fleetwood.
Yeah. But it's like.
I don't think so.
But this is one of those groups that you just know that you can tell they're just talented. They write their own music and they can really put out hits. And I don't know. They have a vibe to
them. They hit it. They made it. And now they're gone.
Right.
I don't know. Are they all dead now?
No, I don't think so. I think so. One of them might be. I don't remember who it is. But again, this is horrible research, but I know that one of them did die. I just don't remember who it was. So
Stevie Nicks, there's something wrong with her, too. I don't know what it was, though, but I can't remember.
Yeah.
But nobody cares.
This is the BS show, man. We can just make anything up.
Yeah, well, we could, make something up, yeah. So anyways, let's just play some of their songs, and we'll listen to that for a while, and see what else we can get into.
Listen to the wind blow, watch the sun rise.
Yeah, this is the Real BS Show.
Yeah, Fleetwood Mac.
In case anybody forgot, yeah. This is the Real BS Show. That's all we ever say.
Yeah.
That was Fleetwood Mac, huh?
Yeah. Super group there. Now, the next one we have is Prince. Or, you know, he changed his name a few times. It was, like, formerly known as Prince, and then Prince again, and I don't know. It was, like, some kind of record label issue.
He's a Jehovah's Witness, I think.
He was. He's dead.
Oh, he died?
Yeah, he died around the same time Michael Jackson
that's right.
Did.
Something, drugs, wasn't it?
Yeah, fentanyl.
You
know, the weird thing is you never seen Prince and Michael Jackson in the same room together. So, you just never know.
They didn't like each other?
They could have been the same person, even. They both kind of looked the same. Joking. I knew they were two different people, but... Yeah, Prince was very talented. I'll give him that, but he was just a nut job, in my view. You know, he had some weird things about him.
Well, sure. He was a good guitar player, I remember that.
Very talented. Ooh-wee. He could play other instruments, too. He was very, very talented. Just kind of a weird guy.
And he died.
Yeah.
Yeah, all these famous people die.
Yeah.
They got the world by the rear end and they die.
Yeah, it's the weird part is like Tom Petty, Prince, and Michael Jackson all died the same year from fentanyl, I believe. And it's just like just a weird thing at the time.
Was that from China?
No, it could be.
Fentanyl from China?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
China
yeah.
is attacking us. Yeah,
he was 57 years old. In 2016, he died. He was from Minnesota. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, fentanyl overdose, accidental.
I didn't know anybody from Minnesota.
Yeah, he's from Minnesota.
Our next vice president's coming from Minnesota.
Nominee. Yeah.
Well, whatever.
Yeah. His family in Nebraska don't embrace him openly.
Oh, they like Trump?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Well, they should put that on ABC or CNN or something.
Yeah. Yeah. He was a observant... I think it was a, let me see here. I'm trying to read what he is. He's a observant.
Who's that Purple Rain guy?
Jehovah's Witness. Yeah, 2001 he became a Jehovah's Witness. And then he just didn't believe in like blood transfusions and all that jazz.
Well, I don't know. Whatever. What did he say he died from? Drugs.
Yeah, fentanyl. Yeah. Yeah, it's just a rough time, you know. You think about these artists back in 2016 dying from it, you know, and, you know.
Must be good stuff if everybody's dying from it.
You know, they say that's what happens is, you know, people are chasing after ones, the dealers that sell the fentanyl that's gets people, that kills people because it means it's really good stuff, supposedly. Because it gets them real high, much more higher, you know, they just take a smaller dose, but... I don't know, man. They're even saying that fentanyl's mixed with other drugs, you know. You can't mess around. You know, they sell fentanyl kits to test.
Yeah, the guitar player in the Too Dumb to Quit band, both his sisters in Georgia died from fentanyl.
Oh, wow. That's rough.
And they think what it was is that it was too much.
Right.
In other words, it came from Mexico and
right. It
was too much in there or something. I don't know. I don't know how it all works.
Right, yeah, it's that's what they're saying. That it's a lot of people are dying from that because of that, you know. So,
well, it is what it is, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Yeah. It's. I remember one dude that was, you know, I knew him from school, that he died from a fentanyl overdose probably around that 2016 time frame, and the people that. He was with at the time, rolled him up in a rug and threw him in an alley. You know, he's overdosing.
Right. Yeah. Rolled him up in a rug.
And then threw him in an alley, yeah.
Huh.
So that's a rough thing.
Wow. Strange.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do we got next?
Prince, Prince, you know.
Is that coming up?
Yeah, Purple Rain.
I thought we just did it.
No.
Oh, that was Fleetwood
Mac. Mac.
Mac Fleetwood?
Yeah. Something like that.
Okay, well, let's listen to Prince. And I got to say he was talented. There's no doubt about it.
Right.
There's no doubt, no way around that.
I just think he was very weird, too. Well, I'll add that on there myself. Oh, he was talented, but extremely weird. you know.
A lot of talented, weird people out
That's
there.
That's true.
For sure.
That's true.
But I like to look at the history of these movie stars and stuff and how hard they were to work with, you know, John Wayne and all these different mega stars that were just absolute terrible.
And there's some people that even say that John Wayne was not even that good of an actor. You know,
yeah,
you know,
it was kind of phony baloney kind of stuff.
Yeah, but it's just like, you know, I'm not trying to degrade his history of him, but he had, you know, kind of like Arnold Schwarzenegger, they always gave him simple lines to say. And John Wayne kind of reminds me of that, you know, simple lines, very simple.
I looked at his, I saw his gravestone. Mm. It's just a small little plaque that's flat, even with the ground. I mean, you'd never know that it was a big, world-famous movie star buried here. You'd walk right past him, wouldn't even know it.
Right.
You know, it's nothing big about his gravestone.
Right.
But, all right, enough of that happy news. Let's listen to the Goofball Prince.
Yeah. Real BS Show.
Coming at you. Well, it's about time to say goodnight or good afternoon or something.
Good night,
Sleep we've had well. Enough. Everybody's nodding off anyway.
So. Yeah, we left the two songs, I think, in my view, that made the 80s in from my perspective. And some people might pick other songs. And I just remember these two songs being played on the radio, and that's the vibe I remember from the 80s. And so the 80s wasn't completely weird to me. There was good memories, too. But mostly weird. It was a weird decade to me. But these two songs, they're darn good. I think they're good. You know.
Well, you said one of them was Toto. Well, they were a good outfit. No doubt about it.
Oh sure, yeah. And a lot of people have covered this song, Toto Africa. They've covered this. Different bands have covered it. Weezer and other bands.
Oh, I heard a church choir cover it.
Yeah,
It was. And then, it was good too.
Right.
They did a good job.
And then there's Tracy Chapman, Fast Car. You know, you hear that song being covered now by country singers, which is weird. But she did the song first, man, and she wrote it. It was based on a true story. And if you get the chance, go look up Tracy Chapman's other songs. She's a very talented artist.
Well, if I ran into her at Walmart, I wouldn't know
it. No. But she's a very talented artist. You know, she's... Sadly, this is the only song that she's super famous for that most people would probably know, hear the song and hear it. But when I hear the country versions, it misses the vibe that she had with this song. And I think it's kind of sad that they didn't give it due diligence in a way, you know, giving the right, you know, I don't know. It just sounds weird with the country versions. But she's making money off that too. Well,
there's a lot of country stuff that sounds weird.
Yeah.
Hey, it is what it is, and people like it or they don't like it, and it all disappears anyway.
Right.
So,
how many talented artists out there that made music that was amazing and just never got famous? Tons.
Oh, geez. Go down to Central Park in New York City, and you hear the best musicians in the world.
That's true. Nobody
knows who they are.
Could be right on the subway. I was in London one time, and the underground, they call it there. And there were some amazing musicians. They were playing guitar, just no effects at all, and they just could sing. They could sing so good. And I'm sitting there thinking, how is this person not famous, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, New York City's full of them. Violin players in the Central Park are just unbelievable.
Right.
But, okay, well, it's, I guess it's, we'll see you all next week, huh?
Yeah.
And,
stay warm.
Yeah. Get them long johns out. I mean, it's coming. And, you know, be safe.
Yeah.
Try to stay healthy if you can.
Yeah.
That's not too easy, but.
No.
But be safe and be careful and have fun.
Be active, yeah.
If you can do all those things at one time, then you got something there.
Yeah.
Okay, see you all next week and be good.
See ya.
Yeah. restless longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
Ticket to anywhere, maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere, any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights stay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter, buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car. So fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights stay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. Instead of drinking late at the bar, some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. So take your fast car and keep on driving. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.